This is Droops, and this is Twant Radio from twatech.org. Today we're going to be talking about Quick and Dirty Cron, and Cron, which is C-R-O-N. It allows you to run programs or scripts at specific times on your Linux box. Now, Cron is a daemon. It runs in the background, and it should already be started. To test if it has, do a ps space aux pipe grep for grep space cron. And what that does is it looks at your running processes and it pipes them to grep, which searches it for the term cron. And if you see something like user sbin cron, then you're doing great. If not, you're going to have to start cron. To start it, type slash etsy slash init dot d slash cron space start. Now, cron keeps its config data in crod tab files. Cron checks them every minute to make sure something doesn't need to be updated. And the main one is at etsy cron tab. If you open up one of these in your text editor, the first part of the file, you can set your shell, your path, you can set a mail to variable so that output can be mailed to a user, like in case a script doesn't work. The second part of this file, on most distros, is where it defines the location of the hourly, daily, weekly, and monthly jobs. I run so few cron jobs that I don't have to use this. I just put the specific jobs underneath this to make it easier for me to keep track. If you're running a major system, you might want to use these. If you want to execute a script or program, it has to be in this format. Minute, hour, day, month, day of week, user, and location. A space delimits between these, and if you want to use multiple minutes, you just put a comma between them. Stars are used as wildcards. The hell does that mean? Well, if I want to run a script called CDR backup that's in slash scripts, I make it executable with a chmod space plus x space CDR backup at the command line. Then as root, I edit etsy cron tab. Since I want to run it every hour, I put in 04 space star space star space star space star space root space slash scripts slash CDR backup. Now I used 04, so it'll be the only script running at 4 minutes after the hour. That way I don't have multiple scripts running at the same time. Now using root is of course bad. I should have created a user that has permissions to do what CDR backup needs to do. Or I could just have it in my home directory for my Droops user and just put Droops instead of there. Now, because I use the stars as wildcards, it only needs the minutes to run the job. So every time the minute says 04, it executes that. Now, if you wrote a script that emails a friend with a message that says, "Beware, it's Friday the 13th, you can use this with cron. In your etsy cron tab, put 05 space 01 space 13 space star space 5 space root space 13.sh or whatever you want to call it. So on every Friday the 13th, which is the third variable, the 13, and the Friday is the fifth variable, the number 5, at the second variable, which is 1, and then the first variable, which is 05, so it's 1:05 a.m., it would run the script and email them. Which brings up to a little point that Sunday is either 0 or 7, so Monday would be 1. That's how Friday becomes 5. And if you want to use a script to run every 15 minutes, you just use commas. So that would be 0, 15, 30, 45. And then your stars. There's 5 variables. And what are they again? They're minute, hour, day, month, day of week. And then your user and then your location. So I guess it's 7 things. But there's 5 stars that you should change some of them. Always use minutes. You don't want it to look and say, "Hey, it's Friday. I should run this script," and then run it all day long. That would really suck. So use your minutes, use your hours. They're kind of important. Now remember that this is just a quick and dirty, and there are better things to do with cron and better ways to do it. Each user can add their own crod tab files and keep track and edit them with a program called cron tab. But I find that doing it yourself makes things easier, and if I said, "Hey, just run this script and it does it for you," you wouldn't be learning anything anyway. Anyway, I've been Droops. This has been a twat. I hadn't done radio in a while. I'm sorry if I sound like shitty. So check us out, twatech.org. Tell your friends and contribute.